Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Zvachim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Vav. In Mishnah Hey, we learned a whole list of things that if they're still connected to the flesh, they go up onto the Mizbeach. Like the wool on the heads of Karban Oila, the hair and the beards of goats, bones, tendons, horns, hooves. If they're attached to the flesh of the Oila, they're brought up to the top of the Mizbech together with it. However, the Kula, in regard to all of these items, our Mishnah continues, as well as anything else where the Halacha is, that once it goes up to the Mizbech, you don't take it down. The Kula Shepaku, they're like exploded off the Mizbech. Exploded off the Mizbech, what, there was bombs on the Mizbech? And the answer is no, but sometimes from the heat, things could shoot out. That's why you're not supposed to stand too close to a campfire. So if any of these items shot out and came off the Mizbeach, lo yachzer, you don't have to put it back. Wait a second, didn't we learn in Mishnah Dalid that if things that weren't supposed to be on the Mizbeach fell off, you should not put it back? And here I'm told you can. Maybe I don't have to, but if it fell to the earth, I can. It's just that I don't have to. The answer is here, it started to burn already on the Mizbeach. As I said to Taisus Yamtev, once it started to burn already, it's considered lechem of the Mizbeach, and maybe you could put it back. Vaitra says the Mishnah, v'chein gechel, the same is true for a coal, shepaka me'al gabi ha-Mizbeach. Let's see, a wood coal came shooting off the top of the Mizbeach and fell to the ground. You don't have to put it back. Evarim shepaka me'al gabi ha-Mizbeach, limbs of a kosher carbon oil, which are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, came flying off the top of the Mizbeach and hit the ground. Zok the Mishnah, it depends when. Koidim lechatzais, if it happened before chatzais, if it came off the Mizbech before midnight, so you weren't mekayim yet the mitzvah of burning it, yachzer, you have to put it back. Umayalin ben, if somebody by mistake uses it for his own hana, then he's moil behegdish, he has to pay a fifth, and he has to bring a karban asham, a special asham mi'ilois. Again, this would apply to someone who has enough from this limb that fell off the Mizbeach before Chatzais. Li achar Chatzais. But if it only came off the Mizbeach after Chatzais. So we were Mekayim already, the mitzvah of burning it. Lo yachzer, you don't have to put it back. V'yein le'alam behen, and there's no mi'ila. The Batanura explains, once it was burnt, according to Halacha, it's considered something that the mitzvah has been completed, and the halachis of Me'ila don't apply. So, in regard to things where the halachis that you put it up on the Mizbeach, don't take it off. Or the other things like we explained that are connected to the basar that go up. They started to burn, and from the pressure of the fire, poof, it came flying off. Or a coal that comes shooting off. You don't have to put it back. Limbs of a carbon oil that came also, like exploding off the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, depends when. Before Chatzais, the mitzvah wasn't fulfilled yet. And that's because the pasuk says, Kol Laila Ad HaBoker. Why does it have to say the entire night until the morning? If it says the entire night, that means till the morning. So we dash from here, 10 Boker LeBikarei Shalaila. Add another morning to the morning. And that's called Chatzais. Right? Sometimes after Chatzais, we refer to it as morning. The regular morning of the night is the Amid HaShachar. The morning of the morning would be Chatzais. So we know before Chatzais, the mitzvah wasn't fulfilled, you have to put it back, and because the mitzvah wasn't fulfilled yet, if someone uses it for his own benefit, that's called using Kodshei Hashem, and he's Moel Behegdish. If it came off after Chatzais, the mitzvah was fulfilled, don't have to put it back, and there is no meal. But there's one more thing. The Mishnah stressed when. Zokta Batanura. It also depends what. This Aver that came off the Mizbeach, if Isbuhu Mamish, you can still see the flesh, then even after Chatzais you have to put it back. It wasn't consumed. If there's no mamashes to it whatsoever, it was totally burnt as like coal, even before Chatzais you don't put it back. But we're talking about where the fire had a shlita on it. It's burnt, but it didn't become mamish like a coal. It was like dried wood. So here's where the halacha is, says the Batanura. If it came off before Chatzais, put it back. After Chatzais, you don't have to.